Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, thank you for listening to today's episode. How are you all doing today? I'm doing okay. I actually I started working out again, which has been good. I really put it off the first part of this year and did that sort of intentionally because I had so much going on. And I do my morning stretching every morning, but as far as workouts go, I really haven't done much, and I just started getting back into it. So I have that, you know, when you wake up and you feel sore, but it's like a good sore. I'm having that again, and I'm really pleased that I can feel my muscles kind of coming back to life and getting stronger. So anyways, I have that going on, and I don't know, just things are okay. I think it's been a really, 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 really hard month for me, but I am moving forward and doing the best I can do. And I don't know, I think I'm doing okay. So I want to talk about batch cooking, and I don't know. I mean, okay, listen, I talk about batch cooking a lot on here just because it is the tool that really makes a huge difference in whether you eat a really healthy plant-based diet or not. This is the tool that keeps people eating this way. And most of you know, because most of you who listen to this are from our community and you're plant-fueled life members, and you're all about the batching. Or maybe you're in the community and you know about batching, but you just don't batch regularly and you cook as you go, which, you know, for some people that works really well too. And again, you don't have to do batch cooking to make this work. And I've told you guys that too. Like you guys know that it's not a totally necessary tool, but it does help if you are super busy, right? If you're super busy during the weeks, it's really, really helpful to put aside a few hours one day a week and do the bulk of your cooking. And that's really what batching is. Some people call it prepping or prep cooking or food prep, but batch cooking is what we call it in our community. And, you know, it's, you really do set aside a few hours one day a week and you get the majority of your cooking done. And then it's, you know, most of it's done and you just have to put stuff together throughout the week. So it's a wonderful time management tool, actually. When you boil it down, it really is a great time management tool. And it also helps you eat the stuff that you buy, right? Especially if you're following a plan, which is what we offer in Plant Fueled Life. One of many things in Plant Fueled Life, we have meal plans. And so we do the planning for you. All you do is put in your portions of the meals, and we have, you know, 5 nights of dinners sorted out for you. And we tell you exactly what to buy at the grocery store, exactly what to cook on your batching day, exactly what to prep before you start batching, and how to put all of those batching components together to make meals throughout the week. So if you are a Plant Fueled Life member, like you know that that's available to you. Now, there's some people who are Plant Fueled Life members who get the recipe only subscription. And that's just basically having access to all of our thousands of the best whole food plant-based recipes out there without the meal plans. And for some people, like I say, they really do prefer this and they just want to kind of make recipes as they go. But if you want to do meal planning, if you want to experiment with batch cooking, if you really want to get into the habit of making this a weekly practice, then batch cooking and following our meal plans are the most delicious way to go. So a couple of things with this. Now, one thing that I see a lot is, you know, people who switch to this way of eating, typically in our community, what I see is people who are having some health concerns And maybe not in the thick of health problems yet, but maybe there's just a few little red flags. Maybe there's a few indicators that, you know, they need to kind of keep an eye on, whether that be, you know, high cholesterol or high blood pressure, or their, you know, A1C number is a little high. It could be, you know, various things that the doctor might say, okay, maybe we're not going to put you on medication yet, but we got to keep an eye on this. Or it might be weight is another thing. So there's, you know, we typically see this. We don't live in a society that puts a whole lot of emphasis on prevention of things, right? Especially in the medical industry, I guess I'll say. The medical industry in this country anyways is, you know, when something happens, then you go to the doctor, right? You kind of wait until something happens. And then when something happens, then there might be something that could be done about that. And really what lifestyle medicine is, and you've heard me talk about lifestyle medicine on this podcast with different guests, but lifestyle medicine is much more has much more emphasis on the prevention part of this, so that a lot of those lifestyle related illnesses don't have to pop up. They don't have to start, right? Because you take preventative measures through your lifestyle so that those things don't have to come up, right? You don't have to get diabetes. You don't have to get on medication for cholesterol. You don't have to have heart problems. There's so many lifestyle related illnesses out there that if you focus on prevention, right, the preventative aspect of all of this, then hell, you don't have to find the fix later or find a Band-Aid later or find something that will hopefully help you later. You just hopefully can avoid it. And I'm not saying that everything can be avoided, right? Definitely not. I mean, there's some things that are not preventable. There's some things that no matter how healthy we eat, might happen. Like we don't always get to decide, even if we're eating really, really healthy and having a really, really healthy lifestyle. You know, there's so many factors involved, right? So, but what we can do is we can do the very best we can in making sure that we stay healthy for as long as we can. So whatever things we can control, whatever choices we can make that might help that, we do that, right? And then the stuff we can't control, the variables and the factors that are outside of our control, well, you know, not much we can do about that. But there are things we can do. And that is why I do what I do. That's why Clean Food Dirty Girl exists. That's what our team, you know, that's why our whole team works every day to really provide delicious plant-based recipes and plant-based meal plans, because we want to empower people to make the choices that they can make to help them live healthier, longer, more fulfilling lives, right? And increase the quality of their life as they age, right? We have this idea that a lot of us have this idea that you kind of fall apart as you age. And I don't think it has to be like that. I think that we can age gracefully and slowly and with ease. And we can't stop aging, obviously, but we can do it in a way that's gentle and that feels good. And that doesn't, you know, that doesn't feel like an old jalopy just falling apart and parts coming out left and right. So this is the thing, right? We do what we can. We make the choices we can to ensure that we have the best quality of life that we can have, right? And then we kind of have to let go of the rest that we can't control. So by doing this, right? So, okay, I'm circling back to my original point with all this. most people who we see in our community come to us because they do, you know, their doctor has told them, hey, you got to keep an eye on this, or this is sort of happening, and they don't want to be on medication, or they want to start, you know, really looking after themselves and nourishing themselves and eating in a way that's going to help them thrive instead of eating in a way that's going to, you know, add more problems to their plate, so to speak. So, this is what we see, and we don't see a lot of people joining our community and people talking about, you know, less so. Maybe in our community there are people like this, but as a whole, as a society, it's much less, right? The people talk about having a healthy lifestyle in order to continue to be healthy. Most people start to get healthy when they aren't healthy and they can feel what that feels like. And they're like, oh shit, I don't want to feel like this. I got to get my shit together, right? Because, you know, but if you're feeling good, then generally you just kind of keep doing what you're doing. But the human body can only take so much. And if you are, you know, eating in a way and living in a way that makes it harder for the body, eventually the body will say, okay, like, red flags, stop. I can't take this anymore. And that's usually when people find us. and we're here for, you know, whatever the journey is, wherever you're at on your journey, we're definitely here for you. So because people kind of find us based on health reasons, what we see often is that their family isn't necessarily on board, their friends aren't on board, they're not doing this because it's something that is popular or really happening within their little community or their family, right? This is something that they need to do for themselves. And typically, one person in their family starts, and then whoever kind of ventures off the standard American diet path and goes to the whole food plant-based path, it's like all of a sudden the journey can feel really lonely because nobody else that they know is really doing this. And not only that, but people that they know and love, family, friends, coworkers, community, sometimes people can be not so supportive or really questioning why they're doing this, or you know, being kind of rude about it. Like, it can happen. I see it happen to a lot of people in our community, and this can, you know, this can kind of trigger a sense of isolation in some people, and it can kind of feel like they're in this alone and they're doing this by themselves, and it can be a lonely journey. So that is kind of what I want to talk about today, because in our community, specifically in our private Facebook group, we have a lot of members who have been thrilled to find this group, because once they join and once they participate in the conversations and once they, you know, listen to other people's stories and engage with different members in the group, they realize that, okay, I'm not alone, right? I might be the only one at my dinner table eating chickpeas instead of chicken, but there's a whole global community of people who are doing this. And a lot of them are the only people at their dinner table, right, who is eating like this. But if we kind of zoom out, we think about the micro and the macro, right? If we kind of zoom out and look at the macro, how many people are in their homes being the only person eating whole food plant-based at the dinner table? If we took all of those people, there would be so many people. They're not all going to be at the same dinner table, but we're here, we're out there. And this is one reason, you know, I really wanted to start our private Facebook group, and why I love it so much is for people who are doing this to find community and to make new friends and to relate to other people and to feel like they're not so alone in this, and they don't feel like, you know, strange. And we all get it, right? We all, not everybody in our private Facebook group is totally whole food plant-based, and you definitely don't have to be to join. It's people who are curious about plants. It's people who want to eat more plants, maybe not all plants, but more plants, or people who are even just curious about eating more plants. Maybe they're not ready yet, right? Maybe they just kind of want to see what other people are doing who eat like this, make sure that they're okay. Right. And we are, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful community of people, and it's a joyful place to be. and to interact with people. And it really does make you feel like you are less alone on this journey. And even if you have friends, family, coworkers who aren't eating this way or who aren't supportive, everybody in this group is so supportive, and I'm sure that they can relate, and we all have similar stories. And so in that sort of spirit, that is really where Dirty Batch came from. So we have a membership called Plant Fueled Life, like I mentioned, and we have hundreds of meal plans and thousands of plant-based recipes and videos and tutorials and coaching and all kinds of things. This is our membership. And we have, not all of our private Facebook group is in our membership. And you don't have to be a member of Plant Fueled Life to be in the private Facebook group either. We welcome everybody. But for the people who are members, what we used to do, you see, the private Facebook group, it used to be a lot more active, and people used to be a lot more chatty and sharing of things. And it's not that that doesn't happen anymore. And if you're in our group, and if you've been in our group for a while, you may have noticed in the past couple of years that it's a little bit more quiet. Part of the reason for that is because Facebook has changed. Well, Facebook changes its algorithms and its rules and how they do things all the time. But one thing that has really changed over the years is that it used to be that if you were part of a Facebook group, everybody in that group would see everything that people posted in that group. It would just be in their newsfeed, every single thing. But now that doesn't happen anymore. The stuff that is posted in our group by me or other admins or members, whoever, it's only shown to a very small percentage of people. And so it feels like there's less activity in there. But really, there's still, you know, we have 63,000 members and there's still a lot of activity. It's just that not everybody sees all this stuff. And so if you are in our group and you want to see more, what you have to do is like start interacting a little bit. So comment on somebody's post, add a couple of pictures of your own, you know, make a post. And like the more you do that, the more content from that group, and this isn't just for our group, this is any Facebook group, the more Facebook will show you activity in that group because they're like, okay, well, you're interested. But if you're somebody who never posts and never says anything and never comments or likes anything, then it's possible that you're not getting shown that information, because what Facebook says is like, oh, I guess they don't want to see this stuff because they're not engaging. So if you've wondered about the private Facebook group, that's definitely one thing that has changed in the past, because it used, like, we've had this membership since 2016, and it used to be that every week it was so noisy and so awesome and so much chatter, and people would be batching together every week, and it was such a community feel, and it hasn't felt like that for a while, because in large part because of how Facebook has changed the algorithms. And that's, you know, we talk about things that we can control and things that we can't control, right? And that's just one thing that we, that Clean Food Dirty Girl, definitely can't control. But if you want to see more stuff, just comment more, post more, interact more, and you will see stuff. When I open my Facebook, pretty much all I see is our Clean Food Dirty Girl group. And I see posts from so many people because I'm in there. And I'm also admin, so that probably helps as well. But that's the first thing. Now, the other thing is the Dirty Batch. So hashtag Dirty Batch is something that I started doing this about a month and a half ago. And it was a way just to get people like revved up to batch cook, right? Batch cooking takes a certain amount of work. And if you're not used to doing it every week, if it's not in your pre-existing routine, you know, it can be kind of a challenge because it does take some time, right? You do have to go grocery shopping. You have to pick the plan that you want. You have to set your portions. If you're a Plant Fueled Life member, look to see what you already have in your kitchen as far as ingredients, and then set aside the time to batch, and then do your batch cooking, and then put the meals together throughout the week. That's the easy part. But it does require more of you, right, than just making convenience food or heating something up in the microwave, or getting takeout, or ordering pizza, right? All of that is pretty easy. Now, all of that added up does come at a cost. And when you batch cook, the cost is more your time, but then what you're going to spend in time, you're going to gain in health. So it's an amazing trade-off in my opinion. So dirty batching, hashtag dirty batch, is something I started because I wanted to get people excited about batching together again. I wanted to get people pumped up about our weekly meal plans and about getting in the kitchen each week and batching. And I think it's working. I'm seeing a lot more people batching on a regular basis. And so I'm hoping that other people in our Facebook group will see this stuff too and will be inspired to take action and to start batching and to, you know, have their fridge full of dirty food each week and enjoy all of their meals and want to keep eating this way. And so the deal is that in Plant Fueled Life, we have two featured meal plans every Friday, and we change them out every Friday, two featured meal plans. And so what we do during the dirty batch is we make a commitment and we say, okay, whatever the featured meal plans are this week, we're going to commit to picking one of them, right? Either the gourmet or the simple version. So the gourmet version, you're going to spend a little bit longer in your kitchen, but the flavors are going to be like restaurant quality. The simple version, you're going to spend a lot less time in your kitchen. It's still going to be delicious, but it's going to be a little bit more basic. So we say, okay, whatever the featured plans are, we're going to commit to choosing one of these plans and we're just going to like not think about it. We're just going to choose one and then do it and then batch. And we're going to share our pictures, share our tips, share, you know, updates and photos and keep people posted on where we're at in the process and let people know how we're feeling, how it's going. And then, you know, give pictures of the, all of our batch food at the end of our batching session, and then post pictures of our meals throughout the week. And the thing that's great about this. Oh, and then when you do all of that, you use the hashtag, do hashtag dirty batch. So then you can just click on that hashtag and look at all of the people who are basically cooking the same stuff as you every week and every night, right? And that's really the beauty of it, because when you see, you know, hundreds of different people from all over the world cooking the same stuff as you, you really do get that sense that like, okay, I'm not alone in this. It is not just me. So many other people are not only eating like me, but they are cooking this like exact food as I am cooking, right? Somebody might be in Toronto making the same exact soup as me here in Hawaii, and somebody in, I don't know, Amsterdam might be making the same exact dish as you're making in California or wherever you're listening. It's like, it's such a beautiful thing to see. And then what's really fun is like, Monday will come around and people will start posting their meals, and it's all the same meal, but we get to see how each person's dish looks. How do they present it? What did theirs end up looking like? Did it look the same as ours? Did it look different than ours? How do they present it? Like it's really a lot of fun. And the reason why Dirty Batch is important for me, I think, is because it brings in a sense of community. It makes you feel less alone, and it's a celebration. And you know, food is such a celebration, and eating dinner with somebody is such a wonderful gift. And although we're not eating dinner at the same table, we are eating the same food. And when you participate in Dirty Batch, you really feel that. You really get that sense. Now, there's sometimes, like last weekend, I did not choose one of the feature plans. I kind of went rogue and I batch cooked a few recipes that I've been meaning to try and that I wanted to test. But I still posted pictures. I still, you know, talked about it. Even if you aren't, you know, choosing the new featured plan, then you can do another plan, right? No problem. It's just the more people we can get batching the same plan, I think the funner it is, because you're comparing kind of apples to apples, right? You're comparing plans to plans. You're comparing dishes to dishes. And not that it's a comparison, but you're seeing more of the same stuff. And that can feel very fun and very novel. So that is the Dirty Batch, and that is what I have to say about it and kind of the inspiration behind it and a little of the insider info about our private Facebook group. And it's just a joy. I've really loved doing it. And on a personal note, it's really helped motivate me, because these past few weeks have been hard, hard, hard. And if I, like, that's the thing. Eating this way, eating a whole food plant-based diet is such a pillar in my life. It's such a grounding force. It's like, it's something that's so empowering, and that no matter how hard my day is or no matter what I'm going through, it's there. It's there for me. And I have to put in some work, and I have to, you know, for me, I think of it as total self-care and self-love to do batch cooking. And during those times that you just feel like shit and you feel like, I would just rather sit on the fucking couch and read, or I would rather go back to sleep, or I would rather turn on the TV. It's so tempting to do that, and it's so easy to do that. But then I look at that Facebook group and I see all these people batching, and I see all these people getting ready to, like, pick the plan, put their portions in, go to the grocery store, get home, do their prepping, do their cooking. I see all these other people doing it, and I think, well, shit, if all these other people are doing it, I can do it too, right? I can do it too, because we have so many members who, and everybody goes through stuff. It's not just me. We all go through such hard times and such happy times and such heartbreaking times. Like, that's life, right? So if I'm going through a hard time right now, I know that there are dozens of people in that group also going through hard times. And if I see somebody else getting their shit together and cooking a meal plan and making some soup and, you know, chopping some onions and dicing some peppers to put together to make a stir fry, and they're going through a hard time, I know that I can do it too. I know that if they can do it, I can do it. And they know that if I can do it, they can do it. And so we kind of pump each other up. And I mean, when you're feeling good and you're in the flow, like, it's pretty easy to, like, get in your kitchen, make some food, woohoo, doing well, feeling good. But when you're not feeling so motivated, it's harder, you know? And when I look at our group, it inspires me to get in my kitchen and to put up my big girl panties, to, like, give myself that gift, give myself that time, make that time. If I don't easily have it, I make it. Right? You don't necessarily find the time. You have to carve out the time and make the time. And I'll go in there and I'll do it. And so it's really saved me over the past, like, month, at least, I mean, few weeks especially, because I'm so thankful, right? When it's lunchtime or dinner time, I think, oh, I don't have to think about it. Something yummy is in my fridge. I don't have to stress over it. I don't have to wonder what I'm going to have. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to think about, like, at 2 or 3 o'clock, I don't have to start thinking about, okay, what am I going to piece together? Do I have to go to the grocery store? Do I need to go out to eat? What am I going to, you know, what random things am I going to find in my fridge? Like, no, I know that my food is in there. It's ready to go. I heat it up and I eat. And it is such a blessing. The ease and convenience and joy of doing it far outweighs, you know, the task of doing it. But sometimes it's just about that initial motivation to get off your couch and into the kitchen. And that's where hashtag Dirty Batch really comes in, because you know that a lot of other people are doing the same thing that you're doing. And so it gives some inspiration and some motivation, and gives a little bit of oomph that sometimes needed. So I wanted to just throw that out there and to talk about that. And if you are interested in joining us, all you have to do is either become a member of Plant Fueled Life. You'll need to become a member of the full access member, because then you'll have access to the meal plans. You can also do our free trial if you haven't. We'll link to that in the show notes. And then you'll need to, whatever the featured plan is, and they swap out every Friday. We change them every Friday. Pick one of the featured plans, put in your portions, go to the grocery store, decide on the time that you want to batch cook, and then get started, and then keep us posted. The link to the private Facebook group will also be in the show notes, so be sure to join that. If you're already a member of that group, then just post photos and use the hashtag Dirty Batch. That's hashtag Dirty Batch. Or you can also do that on Instagram as well. But the private Facebook group is really, I would say, where the most energy is and the most vibe is really, really high on the weekends for this. So that's all you have to do. And I hope this helps. And I hope that you join us. And I hope that you have an amazing time. And that your beautiful body, most importantly, benefits from the choices that you're making. You know, every time we get hungry, we have a choice. We can put food in our mouth that helps us, or we can put food in our mouth that will eventually hurt us. And what a gift to put food in our mouth that will help us. So this is what this is all about. Okay, I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.